singing, and walking. What a wonderful way to live our life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination, singing and walking. To me, I live with a song in my heart. And I think I probably was born with a song in my heart. And I live with a song in my heart, and I'm happy with a song in my heart, and everything I do has a song in my heart. No matter what I want to do, there's a song in my heart. There's a song in my heart. There's a song that is waiting to sing. There's a song in my heart. There's a song that I always will sing. And that song is me. That song is me. That song is me. I sing. I love to sing. I love to sing. I love to walk and sing. I like to go everywhere and sing because it's just me. Now, if someone say, well, you're not a Nanzio Pinza, and I say, that's right. I'm a Herb Byerly. And if you ever heard Herb Byerly sing, you heard someone sing who was happy and filled with joy and filled with happiness and filled with peace and just sparkling with love. And that's me. Because everywhere I go and everything I do is sparkling with love. Every one that I meet is sparkling with love. And every person that I speak to and every dream that I dream is sparkling with love. Because that's all I know. That's all I can be and that's all I am. And you know, for a 25-year-old guy, I'm doing pretty good. And for a 25-year-old guy, I got a whole lifetime ahead of me. And you know, people say, well, hey, you know, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 80 years old. And you know, even people who say those things about themselves, and that's okay if you want to say that, but you're saying that you're aged. But really, science doesn't agree with you. Science says today, you're a young spring chicken. You're mid-age, you know? We're going to live to 100, and we're going to live to more than 100. Every time a year goes by, they extend the life cycle for people living at that age who are 60, 70, 80, 100 years old. And, you know, this is the way it should be. We should live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body all of our life. Every moment that we spend on this planet Earth, we should live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. I have such a wonderful memory. I have such a wonderful mind. I have such a wonderful memory. I have such a wonderful mind. Now, I have such a wonderful body. 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 Oh, we have lots of songs. Some of them rhyme, some don't. Who cares? They say what we want to say. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. To know me is to love me. Yes, sing these words. They're silly, but they're wonderful. They're true. They're words that talk about you. And look in the mirror and say, hi, guy, you're a wonderful guy. And you say, there's a wrinkle here and there. Huh, a wrinkle? Why, if you look at that smile, you don't see a wrinkle. And if you hear that voice singing, aho, you don't see a wrinkle, you don't see an age, you don't see anything except a happy, happy, peaceful, a happy guy. When I look in the mirror, when I look in the mirror and sing, I say, oh, wow, the world is so blessed to have me here. Wow, isn't life wonderful? Yes, 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 yes. Life is so wonderful. Life is so grand. And it is. It is because I have a song in my heart. And as I go walking my meditation path each morning and sometimes before and after lunch and sometimes before and after supper, as I walk, I sing. And I sing silly songs. I make them up. I was in Monterey, and I was giving my master seminar a few years ago. It was wonderful. And the rain was just lightly coming down and falling on the snow-covered Christmas trees there. And as it did, the moon was shining on the rain, making the rain glisten as each little drop fell. And I called them the liquid diamonds. and I sang about them. And I sang about them every time I went out for my meditation walks, and I came in to give my seminar, and I was singing this meditation walk talk and telling the people that the liquid diamonds are falling everywhere. Catch them in your eyes and in your skin and in your hair, and listen, listen as they tinkle on the ground, making that beautiful, glorious, lovely sound. Yes, make it up as you go along and sing and joy and be happy, because this is what life's all about. Life is living with a song in your heart. And if you can't sing, don't worry about it, sing anyhow. If you can sing, wow, the world is going to be even more blessed. But remember, it's up to you. It's up to you whether you want to do this or not. Do you really want to do this or not? That's the question. Now, what's the answer? If you say, yes, that's what I want to do, then go for it. And if you say, no, that's not what I want to do, then that's your choice. That's your choice, and you don't have to. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You don't have to say anything you don't want to say. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. But just sing and let your heart ring out with a wonderful idea of who and what you are. Because the song in your heart is so glorious and so wonderful and so beautiful and so fulfilling. It's just waiting for you to ring out with your voice, to ring out with your heart, all the joy and all the love and all the magic and all the beingness that you are. Because that's what life is all about. That's what peace is all about. And that's what you are all about. Remember that, because that's what I am all about. I love you. I love you. I love you.